We like to take a look at what mischief we can get up to with our event guide. I am joined in studio right now by one of our wonderful producers, Danny. Danny, good morning.
Good morning, Jess.
Now, I've had a quick look at the events you've put down for this week, and I am excited.
So much going on.
So much going on. What have we got?
Long weekend.
Long weekend. Bring it
on. We have a great museum showcasing dinosaurs.
Yes.
It's an experience and adventure of 75 million years in the making with a life-sized Tyrannosaurus Rex.
So this is at which museum? The Australian Museum?
Yeah, it's at the Australian Museum, Corner William and Collie Streets in Sydney.
Amazing.
It's every day. So yeah, go check it out.
Oh,
it's
my gosh.
Pretty cool. It's pretty much for, you know, kids, adults, everyone.
Big kids, little kids, all the kids.
And it's your favorite four-letter word.
Yep, it's free.
But for children.
Only kids. Adults aren't free. So, well, that's half of my favorite.
Absolutely.
No, this sounds fun. A dinosaur festival.
It's
this
pretty
is cool.
Hey? Yeah.
This is cool. I love dinosaurs. Mm. I think they're really, really interesting. Getting all up in the dinosaur stuff. I'm getting a nod next door in the studio next door from Barb as well. It's a, oh gosh.
She likes dinosaurs. Who doesn't like dinosaurs? Yeah, man. That's so cool.
Everyone loves dinosaurs.
It's school holidays as well, so
This is great for the kids. Great for the kids.
Definitely.
Now
definitely.
We've got something for big kids up next.
Yeah, if you're a bit of a dancer and a 90s retro tragic, we have the Spice Girls v Backstreet Boys.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's happening tonight at the Hudson Ballroom, 5355 Liverpool Street in Sydney.
Okay.
Costs about $11 to $16.
Yep.
So yeah, get your dancing shoes on and head down there and battle it out.
It's like a dance party, yeah?
It's a dance party, yeah. So it's like a retro party and they're going to be playing a lot of 90s Spice Girls, Backstreet Boys themes and anthems. And you're probably, we're having this conversation earlier, you're probably too young to remember these bands, but I remember them. And
I remember the Spice Girls movie. The Spice Girls movie was...
I didn't know there was a movie.
Oh my God. Spice World was my
Spice
childhood.
Yeah.
I loved the Spice Girls movie. I don't remember as much about the Backstreet Boys, but I was pretty into like S Club 7, Spice Girls, those kinds.
So, I mean, they might be playing those hits as well. So, it's, pretty much a 90s theme.
These are
massive groups in the 90s and, people love them and... so go down there, have a bit of a dance. It's a long weekend. Have a bit of fun.
Have a bit of a boogie, bit
yeah,
of booze.
Yeah, that's it. That's
have,
it.
Have a cheeky bev. I feel like this is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm planning my outfit in my head already. I'm thinking glitter, a lot of glitter, some sparkles.
Yeah, people are encouraged to actually go dressed as 90s.
Themed. Chuck your hair in a big high ponytail, get a choker going. All that stuff's fashionable again.
Definitely,
now.
It's going back.
All the boys, you got to wear those baggy jean pant things with lots of pocket, like cargo pants.
No skinny jeans.
Skinny jeans allowed. Can't bust a move in skinny jeans.
No,
so anyway, we've got one last event for this weekend.
Yeah, this is something I'm really excited about.
Okay.
Oz Comic Con. So if you're a big comic fan, into your superheroes, that sort
of
thing.
Pop culture, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, it's coming to Australia. It's opening up this weekend. And it's going on for a few days at the ICC, International Convention Centre.
Great venue.
Tickets are a bit pricey, but I guess they're definitely worth it.
Okay.
There's so much involved. So tickets are about $57 for the weekend. That's 2 days.
Okay.
Children about $30. Mm. And also, if you're like really, really into it, crazy about this sort of stuff, you can get like a platinum pass for a whopping $600. Yeah, but this is like all the backstage stuff as well. So you get to meet some of the celebs and you get like, pretty much privileged entry to,
VIP treatment.
Pretty much, yeah. I don't know, you might get
600
some...
600 isn't that bad for VIP treatment.
I don't think it's that
it's
bad.
It's reasonable.
Because there are some crazy fans out there and I am one of those. I'd love to go and maybe get a, have a bit of a chat with some celebs and meet like Deadpool or someone like that.
Oh my God. I know that a guy from a very, very popular... TV show in the States called Pretty Little Lies. Keegan Allen is out here. I follow him on Snapchat.
Yeah.
he's out here. They pull some pretty big names. And it's good fun.
It's
people
huge.
Dress up too, don't they?
Yeah. It's a pretty cool event. And, there's going to be heaps of events, photo ops, celebs, Star Wars, Doctor Who, Vampire Diaries, a bit of Oz film, TV, animation group photos. There's so much going on. Like, you just go online and see all the events and it's pretty much chock-a-block.
This sounds so much fun.
Yeah, it's going to be cool.
I wasn't ever into superheroes or anything along those lines until I met my boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
And now I am...
Guys are really into it.
I'm obsessed now.
Yeah.
It's pathetic how obsessed I am, how excited I am for the next kind of... year and a half of Marvel releases.
Oh, so much going on.
Is insane. And that's kind of all the sort of stuff you'll see at Comic-Con. This is good for the kids too. This is fun for school holidays. Yeah,
it's across the board. It's across the board, definitely. And I think a lot of us just want to be superheroes deep down.
Oh my God, yes. I always say when I rule the world, either as a hero or a villain, it's going to be one of the two, but it's going to happen. But this sounds fun. And, you know, a little pricey, but worth it.
Definitely worth
it. It's not my favorite four-letter word.
No.
It's not free. But that's okay. It sounds all right. And the ICC, what a great venue too.
Yeah, it's all brand new.
They've done that so beautifully. Mm. They've done it really, really well.
I haven't actually
really
been
well.
In there since they've redone
since
it.
Since it's opened?
No, yeah,
I kind of walked in for a little bit and I think they had an open day when it first opened and it was really, really cool.
Nice.
But no, and they've done Darling Harbour up so beautifully as well. That whole area around the ICC has been done very nicely. Go for a walk after the show.
Why not? Get some ice cream.
There are three really great events. What's your pick of the bunch?
Probably Comic-Con, hey?
Comic-Con?
Yeah, I think that's my thing. I don't know. You can probably do a couple of them as well. You can go Saturday night, you know, have a bit of a dance, go to Comic-Con next day and check out some dinosaurs on Monday, perhaps.
I think my pick of the bunch has got to be the Dinosaur Festival.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, my favorite four-letter words included. It's free for kids. It's great fun. It's something that you can take everyone along to. Everyone will enjoy. And I'm such a dinosaur nerd. I love history of all sorts. When I go on holidays, I look for museums, but not like art museums. I'm not so into art museums.
Sure.
Give me like natural history museums. Give me dinosaurs. Give me relics. And I'm a happy little Vegemite.
Yeah, and they got a dino disco.
What?
What the hell?
What? A dino disco? Oh, I'm so there. This is so magic.
Cool.
You can do all three of those this weekend,
I reckon.
Though.
Yeah, you got 3 days.
Danny, we'll have to leave it there. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
One of our wonderful producers, Danny, there. Oh, my goodness.